youth justice principles to remove mention about detention being a last resort. The clause will be replaced by one that says a child should be detained in custody where necessary, where other non-custodial measures of prevention and intervention would not be sufficient and for no longer than necessary to meet the purpose of the detention. The Premier asserts that the changes are in line with the community sentiment, though experts from Peak Care Queensland say it will have little to no effect.
Six resorts along the Queensland coast have been left in disrepair after years of neglect following cyclones and other severe weather effects. It comes as the Queensland government attempt to strip the lease for Double Island, north of Cairns, from Hong Kong-based billionaire Benny Wu for failing to open the resort to the public. Mr. Wu's island holdings is accused of non-compliance for failing to bring the facilities up to scratch and open the resort to the public.
In national news, a 17-year-old was denied bail after being charged with various terrorism-related offences as police allege he sought dirty guns and a safe house. The teenager was one of six who were arrested across Sydney and Goulburn following counter-terrorism raids over the weekend.
Brief content warning as the story mentions discussions surrounding gendered violence. A virtual national cabinet meeting is being held this morning, with all state and territory leaders gathering to discuss the national crisis of gendered violence. Among efforts to be discussed include greater funding for support services for women and children and the tracking and monitoring of offenders. Queensland Premier Stephen Miles has pledged to suggest that the federal government increase funding commitments to frontline services.
In international news, the FBI arrested a man seeking to supply sensitive information to Russia after they had orchestrated a sting to capture him. The 31-year-old former NSA employee has spent months supplying documents to what he assumed to be his Russian contact, but was stung not long after he had sent the documents he was requested to send. The man is expected to serve 22 years for attempted espionage.
For your weather today, Brisbane is as cool as a 4ZZZ subscriber. A tone. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6.4, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the